I thought it would just be very much, you know, sort of a higher level council member. But you really do spend a lot more time interfacing with staff. I'm on the phone a lot with other council members working on issues. And, you know, people see me and they think City of Champaign, which is really fun and great, but was unexpected because I'd been a council member for a long time and didn't have that same recognition.
In the last 4 years, what do you see as being the biggest accomplishments in that time, you as mayor and with the city council for the city?
Well, I'm really proud of the CU Fresh Start program. That is something that we have started since I have been mayor to address gun violence. Along with that, we have the Goal Getters program, which is aimed at kind of young adults, high school age kids, to try to provide some wraparound services for them to keep them out of trouble and get them focused on what they want to do to be successful. We have the CDAP program and the local hiring program, which both are aimed at minority and women contractors and local businesses to try to have the city utilize those contractors as much as possible and those vendors, as well as provide them those opportunities. We have the small business incentive program. So there are lots of things that we have done over the last 4 years.
Let me go back to something you touched on at the top of that list, and that's gun violence in Champaign and Urbana, which certainly hasn't gone away. Do you feel the city's doing a good job of addressing this, and what more would you want the city to do?
It is certainly not solved, but if you look at the data relating to programs like CU Fresh Start, it takes many years. We're in like year 2.5 of the program. We're trying to change people over time. And we also really need to dig in to work with the school district and work with many of our nonprofit agencies relating to young kids. What are we going to do to make their lives better, their family lives better? We need to be funding programs with the school district that make a difference in kids' lives. And we need to take this seriously because the gun violence will impact on everything else that we want to do at the city.
There's a lot more development going on in Champaign now than there was a few years ago. And a lot of that has been student housing. I sometimes hear people wondering if there's too much in terms of what the actual need is. When you look at all the development that is going on in the city, what do you like? Do you have any concerns?
Well, I think, you know, it's market driven for the most part. I think what we've seen in Campus Town has been dramatic. It is mostly related to the city doing the work it needed to do relating to the Boneyard. And so that freed up a lot of properties that were previously flood-prone properties for development. I also think the MCOR project, which is basically the rebuild of Green Street and other streets on campus, has made a tremendous difference as well. We look modern and new. I realize that some people don't like that and they wish that Green Street looks the way that it looked in 1950. But I think as you look at attracting students and faculty to this campus, that continued growth and looking current is something that makes us more attractive. And frankly, the property taxes associated with that new development are what pays for all of the other city programs and services.
Besides the residential development, there's the commercial development going on. What do you see coming, and what does the city really look forward to, in your view?
I'm excited. There is some development that's going to be happening in Midtown, so kind of where Chester Street used to be, we're going to see development there, and I think that that area will continue to grow between downtown and Campus Town, and so that's going to be really a fun connector. Certainly out at the Curtis Road interchange, that growth will be fun to watch. We're getting some restaurants out that way, and I would expect that with the hotel and all of the workers out there, we're going to start seeing a lot of service-related businesses as well.
With the building of this new development, residents of some neighborhoods, I think like Clark Park and Old Town Champaign, have voiced concerns about big building projects in their neighborhoods that they fear will change the neighborhood character. I know that the city council in the last few months had looked at some different zoning regulations, but at the same time, the conservation district proposed by a group of Clark Park residents was voted down. What do you think the city should be doing in this area?
So in town, we actually had a 2 or 3 year process with the neighbors to talk about what development was appropriate and what densities were appropriate. And I think the neighbors are generally happy with the process that happened there. With respect to Clark Park, we have not engaged in that longer process. I think that zoning is the appropriate way to look at how things ought, you know, sort of the maximum size and what we're going to do there. But I am hopeful that with zoning, we can come to a compromise that maybe satisfies the neighbors' concerns about the character of their neighborhood and the things that make their neighborhood unique and why they live there.
City Council voted recently to buy land in the Garden Hills neighborhood for a detention pond for a big drainage improvement project there. There's going to be, at the current schedule, about a 10-year gap between buying that land and actually doing the work on the project. Do you see any opportunity for speeding things up?
Yes. I mean, certainly that is a possibility. First, I think it's important to note that the Champaign City Council actually voted to increase the stormwater utility fee specifically to move this project up. We moved the Garden Hills project from being out about 30 years to out about 10 years based on the stormwater utility fee being raised. I get why the neighbors are frustrated, but I also know that projects like this take time. Some of it is finance. Can we afford to move it even faster? But some of it is just we have to design it. We have to have engineering. We have to get the work done. And that will be time consuming. Even if we had all the funding ready to go sitting in the city coffers, I don't think it could be done in a couple of years because of the scope of the project.